Lesson 2. Nephi follows his father, the prophet. Purpose: to strengthen each child's desire to follow the living prophet. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Nephi chapters 1 and 2. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Sixth Article of Faith chart, number 65006. Cover the word prophets with a folded piece of paper. On the inside of the paper write, "A prophet is a man called by God to speak for him." When a prophet speaks for God, it is as if God were speaking. If a chart of the sixth article of faith is not available, make your own or write it on the chalkboard. C. Pictures 4-4, Lehi prophesying to the people of Jerusalem, Gospel Art Picture Kit 300, number 62517. And 4-5, Lehi's family leaving Jerusalem, Gospel Art Picture Kit 301, number 62238, and a picture of the living prophet or one of Joseph Smith, Gospel Art Picture Kit 401, number 62002. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the sixth article of faith with the word prophets covered. Invite the children to raise their hands if they know the word that is covered. Ask a child to remove the paper and hand it to you. Invite the children to repeat the sixth article of faith together. Display the picture of the living prophet or of the prophet Joseph Smith and ask the children who this person is. What is a prophet? After the discussion, ask one of the children to read what is written inside the folded paper. See Preparation. Testify that prophets have always told people what Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want them to do. Explain that we will be blessed when we follow the prophet. Scripture account. Teach the account of the prophet Lehi and his family leaving Jerusalem from 1 Nephi chapters 1 and 2. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Emphasize that we should all try to be like Nephi and follow the living prophet. Page 6. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Lehi do for his people? 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. What did the Lord show Lehi in his vision? 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 6 through 13. What did Lehi do after he received the vision? 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 18. Whom did Lehi prophesy about? 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 9 and 19. Explain that the Messiah is Jesus Christ. Help the children understand that prophets have always testified of Jesus Christ. How can you gain a testimony of Jesus Christ? Testify that each child can know that Jesus is the Savior by prayerfully studying the Book of Mormon and by obeying the commandments. What did the people do when they heard the words of the prophet Lehi? 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. What would you do if you were teased or laughed at because you believed in Jesus Christ and His church? After the people tried to kill Lehi, what did the Lord command him to do? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. What did Lehi's family take with them when they left Jerusalem? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 4. What are provisions? Food, clothing, tents, tools, and so forth. What did Lehi's family leave behind? What did Laman and Lemuel do when they had to leave their home and their gold and silver? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. What does murmur mean? To complain. What is stiff-neckedness? Stubbornness. Pride. If you were asked to leave your home and possessions, how would you feel? Why didn't Nephi rebel against his father? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 16. Explain that cry unto the Lord means to pray sincerely, and soften your heart means to listen and obey. How can prayer soften your heart to help you follow the prophet? How did Nephi show love for Laman and Lemuel when they would not believe him? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 18. Have you ever prayed for someone who was not keeping the commandments? What did the Lord promise Nephi because of his faith? 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. What does faith mean to you? What happened to Jerusalem after Lehi's family left? 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 4. Do the things that prophets prophesy always happen? Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 37 and 38. When did Lehi's family leave Jerusalem? About 600 B.C. The dates in the brackets at the bottom of the pages in the Book of Mormon tell us when things happened. What does B period C period mean? Before Christ. Who is the prophet today? Show his picture if it is available. What has he asked us to do? You may want to share with the children a few excerpts from recent messages. How are we blessed when we follow the living prophet? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as review, summary, or challenge. Page 7. 1. Bring a few items or pictures of items that Lehi's family might have taken with them into the wilderness, such as a tent, blankets, pots, knives, bows and arrows, ropes or seeds. Encourage the children to imagine and name other things Lehi's family might have taken. Why do you think Lehi's family would need these things? What else would you need to take if you were going on a journey like Lehi's? What things would you have a hard time leaving behind? 2. Show a picture of the presidents of the church, Gospel Art Picture Kit 506, number 62575, and have the children memorize their names and the order in which they served. 3. Share the following statement from Ezra Taft Benson, the 13th president of the church. I would now like to speak to the children of the church. How I love you. How our Heavenly Father loves you. Today I desire to teach you what our Heavenly Father wants you to know so that you can learn to do His will and enjoy true happiness. It will help you now and throughout your life. How pleased I am to hear of your love for the Book of Mormon. I love it too. And Heavenly Father wants you to continue to learn from the Book of Mormon every day. It's Heavenly Father's special gift to you. By following its teachings, you will learn to do the will of our Father in heaven. Ensign, May 1989, pages 81 and 82. 4. Copy on separate pieces of paper brief selections from recent conference addresses of the Living Prophet. See conference issues of church magazines. Put the statements in a box or paper sack and invite the children to take turns drawing out a quotation. After each child reads the quotation, have him or her tell how to follow the prophet's counsel. 5. Discuss the sixth article of faith and help the children memorize it. 6. Sing or read the words to We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet, hymns number 19. Also refer to Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146, or Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that because Heavenly Father loves us, He has given us a living prophet. Testify that the children will be blessed if they follow the living prophet. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Nephi chapter 2 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 2. Nephi follows his father, the prophet.